Well, it is my pleasure to welcome to the studio Dina Hall. Dina Hall is a songwriter, singer, guitarist, percussionist, and recording artist. Rooted here in Bethlehem, Hall's original music sits perfectly alongside the songs that she chooses to cover, a dynamic blend of Americana, blues, folk, rock, classics, and feature her familiar voice on each one. Dina Hall, welcome to WDIY. Welcome to The Blend. Thanks for coming in.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Arnie.
Dina, you have a new album out called Firefly, right?
That is right.
Let's play something from that to start this interview off.
That'd
what do you say?
Great idea.
This is a song called Hero from Dina Hall's new album, Firefly, here on The Blend, 88.1 WDIY.
Shadows come in the morning light. I saw your face and it didn't look right. All the doors were locked and I couldn't get out. It was always Monday again. Pour the coffee, we were raising men without a plan and nowhere to go. All at once I was on my own, just a broken dream, trying not to throw stones. I was never gonna be, never gonna be the light in your eyes, never gonna be the hope in your heart. Never gonna be your hero.
WDIY 88.1, Dina Hall from the Firefly album, doing Hero. Dina is here today. Thank you for coming in, Dina. Tell me a little bit about Hero.
Hero came to me. I woke up one morning. I had just had this dream of running through a house that I didn't recognize, and I was trying to reach someone that I love very much. This was their younger self, and I very much estranged from him. And I was running through this house trying to reach him through glass doors. I was running downstairs, inside, outside. I could not get to him. And that's my personal experience from it. It reminded me of a time in my life when things, whatever related to the song for me, that's how it went. And I woke up that morning and I wrote the song in probably a half an hour. And it just sort of flowed out of me. Very, very cathartic, I would have to say. Yeah. And I didn't get to play the song out anywhere very much at all because it was happening during the pandemic and we were all sitting at home.
Yeah. We were all sitting at home.
And the nice thing about that song is that I got to debut it for the very first time in public. I was opening for Danelia Cotton over at the Steel Stacks at Levitt Pavilion, and they typically did not have any openers for those shows. And I had asked, and you know, they said, "Well, we typically don't have an opener, but let me see what if." And I guess Danelia said yes, and all the stars aligned, and I got to play it for the very first time on the Levitt Pavilion stage.
But I saw you open for Marsha Ball at Steel Stacks back in the pre-pandemic days.
That had to be about 2018.
Yes, that was a wonderful show.
Marsha Ball, what a gracious lady she was. Yeah, opening, you know, these opportunities to open for these big names can be really, really incredible in very small ways. You know, the audience is not there for you at all. Almost no one has come for you. But yet, you know, you want them to leave with a little bit of something that they enjoyed. And you never know what's going to happen from it. And from that show, there was someone in the audience, Mike Greenblatt, he's a writer for the Aquarian magazine over New Jersey. And he was at the show, and he came up to me afterwards, and he chatted with me. And it ultimately interviewed me and wrote a piece, and it was published in the Aquarian back in, I guess it was 2018. It's just, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You have this new album out, Firefly, has a number of different musicians on it. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about them?
I can tell you that each and every one of them is my friend, and they are each other's friends. They've worked together time and time again, sometimes in different projects. They all know each other really well, and it was really wonderful to bring them all together for this, because ordinarily I only have the four-piece backing band, which would be Andy Kilcoyne, who's been with me since 2014, Nick Franklick, who I've been working with since 2009 or 10, I think, Todd Scheid, drummer and producer of the record, and Ramin Shaygan, who's probably the newest member, but I know them all for quite a number of years. And in addition to that, we had some sort of cameo appearances. Andrew Ports, another fine singer-songwriter from Emmaus area. We play his music here at the station. William H. Travis, also another singer-songwriter from here, but he added some guitar parts and some harmonica. Bob Noble played cello and upright bass on Last Goodbye. That was his single contribution there. I don't want to forget anyone. Jay Lapp added all the sparkle, all the little guitar sparkle that you hear. We sort of added that at the very, sort of the 11th hour, and he sent that all in magically over the internet. Bakiti Kumalo, who you would be familiar with, also from the Lehigh Valley, but notable internationally, played bass on Secrets of the Mind. And please don't let me forget anyone else. Johnny Kimmock also played some percussion on some of the tracks.
Excellent. So thank you for telling us about that.
Yeah.
I see you brought your guitar with
you. I do have it.
Do you want to play something?
I can play something.
Why don't you play something live for the for me and the rest of the people listening to The Blend here on WDIY? Let me...
All right. Well, I want to say thank you to you for getting some of this music out here on the radio. We'll come back to it later if you want to, but... having the opportunity to have a community radio station like this that will support local and regional artists is really quite wonderful. So you've been playing, I know, between The Blend and I think Rhythm and Roots, Carlos Benjamin. I know I've heard The River and I've heard Last Goodbye. I'm The River and Last Goodbye, and along with a couple others. So why don't I play one of those
sure.
in its stripped-down version?
Okay.
Okay. This will be Last Goodbye. And I'm sure for many of us, during the pandemic times and some of the political unrest we've gone through in the last 8 years or so, relationships divided for a lot of us, and we don't necessarily have some of those people in our life that we did before. That's how this was sort of inspired. It can mean anything you want it to be, but that's it for me. Do you ever wonder how it all went bad? Are you asking questions now, trying to understand? Listen, have I tried to explain what it is that makes us run in the middle of the night or the pouring rain when it all comes undone? I was not there when you let it all go, followed a different road. I was not I pick up the phone, hoping to hear your voice and ask you to come home. Think about the choice. Are you okay? Is it too late? Can we try again? Make a promise to be kind and then listen only to the words of our innocence. Maybe and remember when I was not there when you let it all go, followed a different road. I was not there when you said our last goodbye. Mm-hmm.
Dina Hall, Last Goodbye, here on 88.1 WDIY. Got to do a little bit of business, and we'll be right back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank The Backyard Bar Company, providing bar service for your private events. The Backyard Bar Company includes everything but the alcohol and comes with the RAMP certified bartenders, general and liquor liability insurances, cocktail consultation, barware, ice, coolers, cups, mixers, garnishes, straws, napkins, and kegging equipment for your event. For information, thebackyardbarco.com or 484-554-5541.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Fox Optical and Gallery, 28 East 3rd Street, Southside, Bethlehem. For 26 years, bringing together vision and the visual arts, offering eye examinations, contact lens fittings, a selection of contemporary eyewear, and an on-site lab. Since 1998, the gallery at Fox Optical has featured over 120 artists. Learn more at foxoptical.com.
And we're back with Dina Hall here in the studio. So, I just saw something on Facebook that said that you did a three-hour set with no iPad. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, going back to the early days of when I started this, I'd go out there with a music stand and a giant binder. All the music, you know, everything was alphabetized. I'd have to flip through pages in order to find, you know, what song I was going to play next. And most of them, you know, sometimes it was okay. You could memorize the songs. But as years go by and you've got thousands of songs in your repertoire, some you remember, some you don't. Thank goodness for the digital age. And I was able to recreate everything, type them all in, create PDFs, and put them on the iPad. So now I can update as I want to, and I bring it with me, and I turn it on, and of course everything's alphabetized, and I get through 2 hours, 3 hours. Someone might ask for a request. I might have it. I might not. I might know it. Well, this one night I went out, and I had driven all the way out to Nutropoli, which is from my house. It's about 40 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, depending on the traffic on Route 22 at 5 o'clock. And I got there and I reached into my guitar case and I realized, oh no. Oh no. Well, not as bad as leaving the guitar home, but it was quite frightening. And I thought, I think I can pull off an hour to an hour and a half from memory. Not even just remembering the songs, but remembering what songs. Not how to play them, but what songs do I know? I made it through 3 hours. I couldn't believe it. I could have played another half hour.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, I see that you're playing at a festival in Maryland.
Yeah, this is another kind of remarkable thing. You know, I should say here that, you know, this festival itself is called the Ladybug Music Festival. It originated in Wilmington, Delaware, an organization called Gable Music Ventures. They present it. And I had seen it last year, and then I saw that other locations were added to it, and I thought, I'm going to submit. Let's see what happens. I have this new record. I'm getting some radio airplay. Let's give it a shot. And it was an online submission, so I had no relationship with anyone. They didn't know me from the thousands of others that had submitted. And it cost money, which I, as a rule, I never submit to play any events that cost money. Because to me, it's just a waste. I might as well just take a match to, you know, $25 and watch it. But I did this. It was like the risk that I wanted to take. And I should note that this is a time when young people are coming out with new music, and especially young women are being recognized in ways that we never were before. And I figured I didn't have a chance. There was no way they were going to pick me. And given the fact, simply my age, you know, alone, I put this new record out on my 60th birthday. It's kind of incredible to think that that happened. And I was chosen to play this festival. And we're going to drive all the way to beautiful old Ellicott City, Maryland, and play a 20-minute set.
Wonderful. And when is this?
June 29th.
June 29th.
Yeah, I think I'm the second performer of the day.
So all of you people out there in Maryland,
uh-huh.
And I know we have listeners in Maryland,
yeah.
Get out there, old Ellicott City.
It's gorgeous.
Dina Hall. So let me see. We've talked about your musicians, and what was it like to record the CD?
It was really quite incredible. The process... You have to have a lot of patience when you go into a studio and you do something like this. You have to be prepared. You have to have the right people. They all have to be comfortable in studio, not just as live performers. And so going in with this group, I was so confident, knowing that they get me, they get what I wanted to put out on this. And they were all just so willing to do it. We rented studio time up at Red Rock Recording in Sailorsburg, which is where I also recorded Logic and the Heart. Kent and Lois Heckman are so gracious, and friends of mine, friends of Todd Scheid, who is a producer of the record, and they just, it's like they open their home and they say, come in and do what you need to do. And we had just, you know, some rehearsals. I had made demos for everyone to listen to get a feel for what sort of a path we might take. And we went in for 3 days and, you know, we to the letter, we just got it all done, and then added the solos, the guitar solos. I added, you know, all my vocal tracks, I sang them over again. But Todd Scheid is just such a thoughtful, well-organized, you know, he's thought everything out ahead of time. You go in, you know, he knows what he wants to do, and he is so good at communicating to everyone when it's time to start and when it's time to stop. Like I said, you have to have a lot of patience in the studio, and we get frustrated with ourselves as musicians, like, oh, that wasn't good enough, that wasn't good enough. It probably was good enough, and it might not have been good enough in your own mind, but what's going to come out later is exactly what was needed, I just enjoyed working with Todd so much. It's the first time doing this with him, and you know, that can make the experience good or not so good.
Yeah. Where else are you playing besides this festival?
Of course, Music Fest is coming up. That's August. I'll have a solo spot inside the what they call Lyric Plots, which is inside the Frank Banco Cinemas. Nice listening room, sort of, you know, big listening room, but it's listening experience. I'll have a spot on Main Street, which is going to be most likely a trio, and then the full band in Liederplatz inside the Sun and Courtyard. You know, the focus for me right now is to focus on the songs from this record. So each of those sets is going to be heavily concentrated on the songs from the record and getting it out there to the people. That's the main thing coming up. There are other... I mean, I'm working every weekend, obviously, as a musician for hire, contracted.
A working musician.
Yeah.
Well, how can listeners find out more about where you're playing?
They can go to my website, dinahall.com, social media, Facebook and Instagram. I'm very, very active and engaged. Also, if you want to send me an email, it's dina@dinahall.com.
And just a reminder that Dina is also a program host here on WDIY. She does in Unlimited Possibilities, the Friday night folk show, from 7 to 9 o'clock once a month. And her next gig here is on June 21st, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So I advise you to tune in to Unlimited. Well, I always advise you to tune in to WDIY 24/7, but especially tune in to listen to Dina and her take on other people's music.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I try to do, and I'm so happy I get to do on this show, is to put a focus on, just like you're doing, on regional artists that don't necessarily get heard. Radio is still so very, very important. And I don't know if I said this already, and if I did, I'm going to say it again. Thank you, Arnie, for hearing the tracks from this record and believing in it and thinking that it was worth putting out here on the radio, because knowing that it's being played almost, I mean, a couple of times a week is really nice. You know, that doesn't always happen for us. And it reminded me of, I was watching the Bon Jovi documentary where he talked about before he was Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, who was my schoolmate, Sayreville War Memorial High School, 1981. He got the song Runaway on a compilation out of WAPP out of New York, The Apple. I don't remember the DJ's name, but the DJ put it on there, and it was on there along with, like, I think it was Twisted Sister was on there as well. So these were all New York, New Jersey artists. And that single act, it took off from there. That's what it took, was a DJ to get him on the radio.
Well, I'm glad that we are able to help you just a little
bit.
Could I prevail upon you to play one more?
Okay. We'll play River. I Am the River. I shorten it to River, but it's more than that. It's I Am the River. Because somewhere around 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, the water was just rising in my universe, my being. And I just didn't think I could take any more. I just didn't think I could take any more. And I wrote a note and I put it on my desk and it said, I am the river after the rain. And I looked at that every single day until eventually I had jotted down enough to put it into a song. And came out about 2021, I think it was. I think I first played the song on the WDIY anniversary live stream. I created a demo recording of it for the live stream. I think it was 21. Somebody's going to correct me if I'm wrong. It's called I Am the River. You know, excuse me, but I got to take the headphones off at least one ear in order to hear the guitar properly. Thank you.
Woke up this morning, a pound in my head. Nothing to do but go back to bed. 3 hours later, nothing has changed, but the shadows and the sounds playing tricks on my brain. Try so hard to keep the pressure away. Every breath I breathe, every word I say. Over the dam, I am the river.
After the Rain, Dina Hall.
Oh, I Am the River.
I Am the River. Yeah. Sorry about that. I Am the River here on 88.1 WDIY, Dina Hall.
You know how I told you earlier I didn't want to forget anybody?
Yes.
And so sometimes when I'm singing and I know the song so well, I think about other things like my shopping list or whatever. Well, it suddenly hit me as I was playing this. I forgot to mention Josh Konuski, who was the drummer on this record.
Well, I'm glad you were able to remember him and get it in here. Dina Hall, thank you so much for coming into The Blend today. Once again, Dina Hall is, they can contact you at dinahall.com.
That's
is that correct?
Correct? Yes.
Facebook
and
Instagram. And you are playing at the Ladybug Festival in Old Ellicott City, Maryland.
Yes.
And Music Fest at a number of different venues.
Yes.
And check around on social media and on her website for all the various weekend gigs that she has here in the Lehigh Valley.
First Friday, this Friday, I'll be at Mr. Lee's Noodles.
Ooh, that's tempting.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, Dina Hall, thank you so much for coming into WDIY.
Thank you, Arnie.
My pleasure.